have it, say I have it. Hebrews chapter 8. Okay, let's take a look at verse 10. Hebrews chapter 8. And I submit unto you that these are the terms. Notice what he says in verse 10. For this is the what? This is the what? This is the covenant that I will make with the house of who? After those days, says the Lord. And watch, he says, I will put. Now, first thing I want you to do, you probably already did it because I know I said this before, but notice in verse 10 again, it says, for this is the covenant that I will. And I want you just to notice how many times he said, I'll do this. So he says here in verse 10, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will do what? In their minds and write them where? Now watch this. And I will be what? And they shall be what? And I watch it. Look at verse 11. It says, none of them. See, this is, watch this. He said, none of them shall teach his what? And none his what? Saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least of them to the what? Verse 12, this is the key. Now, verse 12 is the key. He says, for I will be merciful to their what? I'll be what? He said, for I will be merciful. See, he said, I'm going to do this. Well, tell me what you're going to do, Lord. He said, Roger, I'm going to be merciful to your unrighteousness. To your unrighteousness. Watch this. And he said, this is something else I'm going to do for you, Roger. And your sins and your lawless deeds, I will to do this. I'll remember what? He said, I'll remember them no more. Now watch, look at verse 13. He says, in that, he says, a new covenant. He said, a new what? He said, in that, he says, a new covenant, he has made the first better. He made the first better. He had to make it. He had to make the first better, because why do people still want to, and even some of you in here today, why do you still want to hold on to? Why do you get, how are you getting this picture of your Heavenly Father that's always out to get you? When he says this, he says a new covenant. He said, I have made the first obsolete. Amen? Now watch this. Watch what he said. He says, now what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to, watch this, to vanish away. Now, this is the other thing. And the Lord said this to me as I was just meditating on the word. He said this to me. He said, who do you think I came? What do you think I really came to do? He said, what did I send you? He said, did I send you a judge? Yes, I'm sending you a judge. And I said, what are you talking about? And then he took me to, and I'm way ahead of myself, but I want to get this in before the day out. He said this. He took me, I think it's Luke chapter 2, verses, I think it's 8 through 11. And the angel starts releasing some things. And so, because he asked the question, he said, what did I send you? So the angel said this. They started singing. This was before the birth of Jesus. They started singing, and they made this statement. Unto us this day is born a Savior. See, I didn't send you a judge. I sent you a Savior. So you think that still he's coming to get you. I didn't send you a judge. See, the commandments were going to judge you. The commandments were going to show you what you wasn't supposed to do. But watch this. As I said before, the law is like a mirror. It'll show you your faults, but it won't lift a finger to help you. So he said, I didn't send you a judge. Go to Luke. Go to Luke. Let's go there. Luke chapter 2, I think it is. I'm coming back to Hebrews. I'm not finished. I'm not jumping around, y'all, but I'm trying to get...